It's more embarrassment for the Murdoch family this lunchtime. The Guardian newspaper has revealed that a private investigator was hired by the now-closed News of the World newspaper to follow the partners and the children of lawyers representing victims of the phone hacking scandal. British Labour MP Tom Watson is a member of the parliamentary committee inquiring into the hacking scandal. He told Sun and Santo that Rupert and James Murdoch now need to answer more questions about the News of the World's operations.
Well, it's absolutely remarkable. When we interviewed James and Rupert Murdoch in front of our committee, James Murdoch said that the understanding of hacking going deeper in the company was revealed around September 2010. And now we realise their response to that was in January 2011 to hire private investigators to follow the lawyers representing victims of hacking, including the Dowler family, whose daughter was kidnapped and then killed by a paedophile. So it's another dramatic revelation that shows that News Corp are not out of the woods when it comes to the scandal in the UK.
What could be the justification for hacking the phones, or indeed following around lawyers of victims of hacking?
I don't think anyone in this country can remember a similar example of a big corporation using private investigators to follow lawyers, who are representing people taking them to court on civil cases. It's simply unheard of and very shocking. The legal community will be shocked by it, as well as the political world.
Does the House of Commons committee know of the motive for News International in doing this? Has any of that emerged?
Well, there's a suggestion that it was trying to remove one of the lawyers, a man called Mark Lewis, from representing any victims of hacking. The private investigators surreptitiously followed his former wife and children, teenage children. I'm sure your listeners will make the contrast. Whilst Rupert Murdoch is in Australia endowing a charity for children, his private investigators in the United Kingdom have been revealed to have been following the children of lawyers who represented murder victims.
The fact that it was children and an ex-wife, I believe, does that indicate that it wasn't about trying to gain intelligence on what these lawyers had on News International? It was more to do with targeting the person and the personality.
Yes, I think that probably does allude to that. I mean, we don't know the whole story yet, but what's quite clear from what's already been revealed is that company executives and lawyers were discussing how they can remove Mark Lewis in particular and some of the other lawyers from representing hacking victims. So, yes, it's pretty serious. Designed to frighten and intimidate, I think. It clearly does that. It was essentially trying to stop some of the victims getting justice.
James Murdoch, the boss of News International, is due to appear again before the committee of which you're a member later in the week. What will you be intending to ask him about this?
Well, James Murdoch has a lot of questions to answer as a result of his previous evidence that was contradicted within 24 hours by the former editor of News of the World and, bizarrely, the lawyer who's been revealed to be involved in this particular revelation. But I would imagine that he would want to respond to the allegations today in advance of coming to the committee. They're so serious.
Well, the company's confirmed the surveillance, and they've also said that while the surveillance was not illegal, it was clearly deeply inappropriate in these circumstances. Does that statement, in your view, go far enough?
One wonders just how many more revelations this company can take. It seems that every month another scandal is dragged out of them before they're prepared to admit exactly what went on. You know, 2 weeks ago I flew to Los Angeles and I heard Rupert Murdoch reassure shareholders that they would get to the bottom of the hacking scandal, and he said there was a problem on one paper within the UK company. You know, what he didn't say was, and our response to that when we understood this nearly a year ago, was to hire private investigators to try and dig up dirt on lawyers representing the victims. I'm sure the shareholders would have taken a different view had he actually revealed that.
That's British MP and member of the House of Commons Media Select Committee Tom Watson speaking to Simon Santo.